This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild had a strong third period and registered a sixth consecutive win, clipping Columbus last night 5-2 in Ohio. Joel Eriksson scored the go-ahead goal in the third. Kirill Kaprizov and Matt Boldy added empty netters. Goaltender Jesper Volstead had 26 saves. Vladimir Tarasenko had another goal, and head coach John Hines likes the all-Russian line that's been created.
Really good chemistry between the three of them right now as far as I think they're all skating, they're working in sync. I think the puck execution is good. They're competing hard. So it's nice. It's nice to see them find a rhythm like that.
Ryan Hartman also scored. Minnesota will entertain Edmonton tomorrow. The Wolves are home tonight. They take on the best team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 25-2 and visiting the Target Center for an 8:30 game. Minnesota center Naz Reid says the Wolves are overcoming injuries. That's created some unique circumstances at times on offense.
We got a lot of good players. Same way I say, we got a lot of good players that can go 1 through 15 that can go and do a lot of good things for us. Sometimes you get into a situation where you kind of trust your abilities and you get into situations where you might do ISO things and it's just kind of just, something that you've been able to do your whole life, so you kind of get in those moments and stuff like that. So I don't think it's like on purpose or anything. I just think, guys are, good players, and that's kind of what comes with it sometimes.
Meanwhile, the Wolves and legend Kevin Garnett have agreed to reconcile, with KG becoming a team ambassador and eventually will have his number retired. The Vikings take on the Giants this Sunday at noon. Minnesota star receiver Justin Jefferson says he's happy that quarterback J.J. McCarthy has persevered through some rough patches and is now playing well.
His attitude was good. His mindset was good to really not think too much on the negativity. Not really worry about the negativity, but to come out on the field and try to get better, try to still lead the offense vocally, to where we would like to be and where we need to go. So I'm very proud of him for doing that, especially at the age that he's at.
This is MNN Sports.